Each one of us has come to this church this morning to profess belief in a miracle. It's a miracle much of the world still fails to recognize. It's belief in a miracle instilled in each one of us, often by the gift of our parents, but certainly for all of us, from a gift of our God. The miracle, God becoming man in the person of Jesus Christ. The incarnation is the single most important event in human history. That miracle was just proclaimed in John's gospel. Those words we hear so beautifully in the Angelus, et verbum caro factum est, and the word became flesh, et habitavit in nobis, and dwelt among us. That's the miracle. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. Ever since the story of Adam and Eve, ever since our fall from innocence and grace and favor, ever since sin, after that, remember? When God was walking in the garden, looking for Adam, God was walking in the garden asking, "Where are you, Adam? Where are you?" And Adam said to God, "I heard you, and I was hiding." What a shocking story. Humanity hiding from God. Humanity intentionally separating itself from God. Since then, humanity has been waiting. Waiting for their God to dwell with them once again. To walk with them. To call out to them, "Where are you? Come to me. I will give you rest." We have been waiting to be redeemed so that we don't have to hide anymore. My dear people of God, we are here this morning to recognize once again our wait is over. Our desire to be reconciled to God has been fulfilled. This miracle, Jesus Christ has promised never to leave his church, of which you are a member. Jesus Christ is born. God has become like us so that we can become like God, as St. Augustine said so beautifully. That's what all of this music is about. That's what all of these decorations are about. This church is magnificently beautiful. Certainly the couple getting married here on Saturday believes so. It's magnificently beautiful because of the beautiful miracle we're here to believe in. My dear people, believe it. Behold it. And in all of your festivities today, be thankful for the miracle we hold in our hearts. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Amen.